was listening. Yeah, we was listening.
Malcolm Ross of Joseph K, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
Wavefarm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Alachua, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you.
Kinds of diseases, people are sick. thank you, Lord. I want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me, protecting me, keeping me, healing me, forgiving me, blessing me. If I got a witness out there and can say thank you, Lord, why don't you just say thank you, Lord? Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for clothing me in a right mind. Times I thought I was going to lose my mind. Come on here, somebody know what I'm talking about. Amen. Listen, good morning, everybody. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. Hallelujah. And I'm saying what I'm saying. All I can say is thank you, Lord. Amen. I woke up singing, Lord, I just want to let you know, hallelujah, how thankful I am. Bless the name of the Lord. This is the bright side, beloved, because there is a bright side somewhere. Some people are hooking into that more and more these days in these times of uncertainty and times of distress, realizing that, you know what? Something happened. Something good came out of this situation. I couldn't even imagine that anything good would come out of this. But now I see this. There was something brighter in store. There was something God had in mind. Well, that's how I feel about it. Listen, Brother Randall, how are you this morning? How are you today?
I am well and blessed.
Praise God. Well, it's good to see you again, my friend, on the Zoom screen. And even though we are far apart, you're always in my heart. How about that? And so are you, Brightside listeners and visitors. You are always, always in my heart. And I just enjoy, you know, looking through my catalog of songs and finding music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And that's why we're here. That's what we do on this Indigenous People, First Nation Peoples Week Sunday. I want to shout out to all of our brothers and sisters of the First Nation, the first people on this land, the descendants thereof. We refer to them as the Indigenous people. Some call and say Native Americans, and others still say Indians. But we thank you for them, God, and we shout you out today. You've been through a lot, and you're still standing, praise God. And now even getting offices in the land, in the politics of the land. So snaps and claps to you, we're praying for you. Yes, beloved, we have music for the heart, the mind, and the soul today. And that's what we do, that's what we play. That was Sister Amber Bullock with Thank You, Lord. And our lineup for five songs back to back. 33 minutes of music like that. We have coming up, Lord, You Are Good, Todd Galbraith. Just That Good, Dorothy Norwood. The Best Is Yet to Come, Donald Lawrence. I want to just put it past a point there, a pin there, personal pin point there. I just returned around about midnight this last night past yesterday, midnight this morning, what am I going to say, from South Carolina, where my family gathered to lay to rest my uncle, would have been 98 years had he lived till December, and a beautiful time and a home going, and something that I've never seen or done before, we were invited to tuck him in. And you know, the family was able to come up to the casket and put the cloth over his face and then pull the lid down on the casket. That was such a touching, never to be forgotten moment. I wish all funeral parlors would give opportunity to the family to do stuff like that. Tuck your loved one in. That's right, for their mortal frame to be at rest. So this was his favorite song, The Best Is Yet to Come. I put that in the lineup for you and for him too. Not This Time, Not the Place, Mr. Bishop Marvin Sapp, and Our God Is an Awesome God, Reverend Kirk Franklin. So yes, beloved, this is the lineup. next five songs you hear. Amen. For your listening ear, this is absolutely listener supported radio for open ears. I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. You're listening to WGXC and me. And this is There Is a Bright Side Somewhere. We're going to bring it to you right now with more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Here you go. Thank you, brother.
I was sitting in the kitchen and I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I have all of these responsibilities, all of this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, and still you took two steps forward and you took five steps back, and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it, and then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good, Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good.
Lift your voice. Come on, tell them today.
You've been so good to me.
Let's go out here, everybody. Lift up your voice.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough.
It's because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you.
Somebody say, even if I try,
it wouldn't work. Even if I try, God, you've been
so good,
so good
to me. Hallelujah to your name, God. Come on, lift up those voices and declare today,
Lord,
you've been so good.
I owe you.
I was sitting over the dishes with tears in my eyes, and I had to declare out of a hard place that you've still been better. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loose my shackles and how you set me free. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way, Shadow, when there was no way, oh God. You made a way, 'cause you've been so good. Right there, right there. Let them hear your heart in that tonight.
So
when I almost lost my mind, you when the enemy came in like a flood, you
so
everybody lift your voice up.
A lady that was an icon, a legend, queen of gospel, Albertina Walker, my best friend, my mentor. She was responsible for many top gospel artists' careers because she stepped back and let us shine. She traveled to all of the conventions, award shows, concerts, even in her condition, but never gave up. God blessed me to have her in my life for 48 years. How good God has been. Condolences were, sorry you lost her. But when you lose something, you don't know where it is. Her legacy lives on.
Tears of joy,
oh, tears of joy.
express how I feel. All the pain that I felt, my Savior did heal. And as I look back over where I have been, I am not afraid of failure. Oh, I'm destined to win.
Make some noise. tell them, say, today is the first day.
Today is the first day
of the best days of your life.
Best days of your life.
Look out there, y'all. Tell them. Say again, say, today.
Today is the first day of the best days of your life.
Guess what?
The best
is yet.
Is yet.
To come.
To come.
Say it again.
The best.
The best is yet.
Yes, beloved, you ain't seen nothing yet. Hold on, my brother. Don't give up. Hold on, my sister. Don't you stop. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come. You just hold on to the man, the plan, the master plan. That's the master man. That's the God upstairs. Amen. So here we are on WDXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. And this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, telling you there is a bright side somewhere. You can also find us at WGXC.org and listen to our broadcast on our audio archive. Just put in the keyword, bright side, and you'll find us. So here we go with more music for the mind, the heart, and the soul. The best. It is yet to come. Matter of fact, it's going to be out of this world.
Move in here. Come on. Come on, y'all. Come on. Make some noise in here. Come on, everybody. Hey.
Be dismayed, this is not the time.
Not the time.
And my friend, don't give up. Wait on him.
Respect, respect in every aspect and special grace to the man that God bless anything tested. No, no, sir, Jesus Christ said, I'm going to retire. No, I'm going to be on the crew. I'm going to be on them. No, for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not here for Christ. Bust the place. Bust the place. No, no, no. Mercy. Yeah.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think you was going to make it.
Bless it all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I'm ready to go. Out of the place.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get up.
Me how I know. We ain't got time to tell all the story. Listen, my beloved, I want to share with my spiritual social commentary on this day. I want to tell y'all a little bit about where I'm at right now. We live in a time, it's been that way for several years, decades even maybe, where political correctness oftentimes dilutes, I think, dilutes the message of God, in that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. Politics has always been present when you talk about religion. And even when we try not to be political, it seems that politics get in the way. If I wanted to title this this thought today, it would be Dear Christian. Dear Christian. I had a conversation once too many times about the name of Jesus and by Christians, from Christians, saying that, well, you know, in essence, in my words, I'll say, in essence, in deference and respect to people who are not Christians, who do not subscribe to Christianity as their faith, that, you know, what difference does it really make anyway? You know, there's one God and God loves us. And, you know, so what difference does it really make? If you were born in China, in a non-Christian nation, if you were born, you know, in a Muslim nation nation, then really what difference does it make? Well, beloved, I think Jesus does speak to that and addresses that in his own words. But for now, I really want to just talk about the power and the significance of what's in a name. What's in a name? You know, our parents give us a name. And when we go to enroll in school, they want birth certificate proof of that name. There was a time when you were growing up and the parents would say, don't go out there and mess up my name. You know, don't bring shame on my name, because they understood the power of a name. There is a name that our parents give us. And in the book of Matthew, the first book in the New Covenant section of the Bible, Matthew writes about, you know, Jesus being given his name. His parents, God, his father, above all, told Joseph and Mary, you shall call his name Jesus, because he shall save his people from their sins. That is a delineation right there, that Jesus came to save us from sin. Understanding through the Bible that God said the penalty of sin is death. We die at an old age, out of sickness or disease, out of accident or injury or violence or murder. You know, all kinds of things will take us from this world. But that's not the death that he's really talking about. He's talking about that death of separation from God in this life and in eternal life, that separation from God. And that's not a place that I want to live and dwell. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt. It's the worst feeling to feel separated from God. Not just I can't find him, I can't trace him, but to know that I really don't have a sense that he is even there. And then to be brought back into seeing his presence, not with the natural eye so much as with a spiritual eye, and beholding him in my natural understanding through all of creation. There is a name that is given to his son, his only begotten son, who came into this world to save people from the penalty of sin, which is death. There's a name that people give us. And, you know, people will take your name through the mud if they can, or try to. People will exalt you and give you this wonderful name and put you on this pedestal. And in another breath, you say something or do something they dislike, and they'll pull you right down off that pedestal. And not only pull you down, but try to tear you down, keep you down. You know, there's a name that people will give us. Jesus asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? You know, he knows the hearts and minds of men or women or humanity. And he knows that there are times when people will say really good things and sometimes really bad things. And he brings this knowledge and this awareness of humanity to his disciples in this question and asks them, well, who do they say that I am? What do they say about me, my name? What are they doing with my name out there in the street? And then he asked the disciples, well, who do you say that I am? Hallelujah. Who do you say that I am out there in these streets? Okay. And one of the apostles answered back and said, you are the Christ. You are the Christ. And he said, and you have said rightly. Not only that, but that was not revealed to you by anybody in the flesh and the blood. That was revealed to you by the Spirit of the Father. And this is the truth. We don't come to know Jesus Christ. Jesus, the Son of God, is Christ, the Savior. Apart from, you know, a revelation that comes into our spiritual being and in our knowing that we know that we know. And the benefits of having that knowledge of Jesus Christ as Savior. He not only saves us from sin, he saves us from all kind of things every day. Things seen and things not seen. Ask me how I know. I'm telling you, beloved. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. Lord, have mercy. Amen. A disbelief in the power of his name, a disbelief in the significance of his name. Oh, my goodness, who he is, what he came to do, what he stands for, all wrapped up in his name. It has left us vulnerable to all kind of spiritual forces operating out here. And, you know, in some instances, you know, these murderous spirits and these emotional issues that people have, mental issues that people have, some of that is that they're demonic oppression operating. But we don't talk about that. We don't know about that. And we certainly don't know the power of his name to cast it out. Ask me how I know. I'm telling you, beloved, there is power in that name to cast out devils. So they shall speak with new tongues, you know, and some, you know, I think in terms of the tongues of angels. But I also know that I used to cuss like a truck driver, like a sailor, fluently, you know, poetically even. But God gave me a new tongue, and I learned how to express myself without using all of those profanities linked together in prose and poetry. In my name, there are things that can be done in his name. Dear Christian, God gave him the name that is above every name. In Philippians chapter 2, it tells us that at his name every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. It acknowledges the divine, absolute lordship of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's just a fact. It doesn't mean that everybody's going to be saved. It doesn't mean everybody's going to call him their Lord and their Savior. But it does mean that there's a time coming in history when, whether you grew up in a Christian nation or not, you're going to acknowledge that he is the Lord of all. And that's just the way it is. Hallelujah. And we'll all have to live to see it. Amen. Sooner or later, on this side of the Jordan or the other, we will know and recognize. And so, dear Christian, there is something about that name. It is important that we understand and know the power of that name. We rob people of important information when we denounce that there is something about that name. Jesus, the Christ, is our mediator and our advocate and our intercessor with the Almighty God. Oh, my goodness, beloved. Don't you need somebody sometime to speak up for you, say a good word for you on your behalf? Isn't that what the reference letter is about? Isn't that about what references are about? Oh, somebody who will advocate for you when you're trying to get through a door. Somebody who will advocate for you and tell your story. When you need to be defended, come on here, somebody. Amen. Jesus is that for us. He is our entrance into the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. He said he stands at the door. He's the one that determines who gets in. And I don't read from his own words where he excludes people who are not born and raised in a Christian nation. Well, beloved, you know, my time is just about up on that. I got to go because I got more music for a message for the heart, the mind, the soul. But this message is important too, dear Christian, dear friend. What's in a name? There's something about that name. There's something about the name of Jesus. Listen, beloved, it's about time for a miracle. And guess what? He's a miracle worker. Oh, yes, he is. Beverly Crawford is going to share with us for a couple of minutes I'm going to come back with my final remark. I think I'll have time. We may have to cut that one a little bit short, Brother Randall. Amen. But it's about time for a miracle. Yes, it is. He can do it for you. Who? Jesus. I am a perpetual optimist. It's about Jesus and what he's done for me. Ah, beloved, I'm so glad to know him that way. Listen, there are going to be some wonderful things happening even today. Check out the First Presbyterian Church Sacred Grounds production will be there. Dr. Cynthia Stevens will be doing a performance. And so we invite you to come and you know, and enjoy that at the First Presbyterian Church. Check out their website for the time. Okay, beloved, it's Mental Health Day. So be kind to yourself and to others. Love your neighbor as you love yourself, but love yourself first and love God above all else. I have to go, but before I do, happy birthday, all you October people. And remember, a day topside up is a good day. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, saying no matter how gray the day and how dark the clouds may seem, the sun is still there. There is a bright side somewhere. Stay well. God loves you. I do too. God bless you and peace.